goes with the theme of, starts each stanza, starts with the Hashem with Slavka, to you Hashem is the righteousness, and lists off various nisim that happened from Yetzias Mitzrayim and on throughout the Midbar. And the Lanu Baish Sachanim and Taas is the embarrassment, and it lists various chataim that Kal Yisrael committed throughout the same period. I think this theme of Yetzias Mitzrayim appears multiple times in the Kinnas, most famously in Eshet Kan Kirbi, where you have the idea of Yetzias Mitzrayim intertwined with the galus or the tragedy of Tisha B'Av. So I just wanted to speak a little bit about this idea of connection between Yetzias Mitzrayim and Tisha B'Av. In Parshas Balak, the Torah says, "Lehibit oven biyakov lera amo biyisrael Hashem lekav yima yisrael melchay el metziyam in Mitzrayim." And Rashi says a very interesting thing, which is hard to connect with a day like today, a day like Tisha B'Av. Rashi says, "Lehibit oven biyakov," that when Kal Yisrael is over averis, Hashem is not medakdek achrayim. He doesn't look after them to look at what they've done and all the averis that they've done, that they violated the Torah. Hashem alekav imay, Hashem is with them, even if they anger him and they rebel against him, he doesn't budge from within them. And on a day like Tisha B'Av, when we go through all the various tragedies that have occurred to Klal Yisrael throughout the generations, it's very hard to understand this concept that Hashem doesn't budge from within us, even when we've committed averis, because many times, like in the Kinna, when we're justifying, and we're saying, we're trying to explain these tragedies, we explain it by saying, Lanu Baish Sapanim, that we've done things that aren't appropriate, and we're deserving of these tragedies. I read an article by a survivor who goes through a bunch of different occurrences throughout the Holocaust of Kiyum Mitzvos. He's going through all the various, you know, Yom Tovim and other instances where Yidden, through great Mesiras Nefesh, through incredible, amazing Mesiras Nefesh, were Mekayim Mitzvos during very, very tragic times. And there's a theme that he kind of builds throughout, and I think it's best illustrated by the words of a Rav who was sitting in Dachau towards the end of the war, extremely sick, and the entire block got together to daven on Yom Kippur night, it's a saying called Nidre, and they didn't have any siddurim or anything, but various members were able to kind of reconstruct the davening. At the end of the davening, the Rav, lying from his bed, says to everyone, "I don't have to tell you the situation we are in. Words cannot describe it, and human imagination cannot absorb it. But be aware that this is only a temporary thing. They might liquidate me or you, but Judaism is an indestructible force. It has survived and will survive the attacks of all its enemies. We are all a part of it. Let us therefore be strengthened by the awareness that we are all a part of eternal Yiddishkeit." I think this idea, the idea that we're all part of an eternal Yiddishkeit, is what motivated these amazing Yidden to be mekayim these mitzvahs at such great risk to their lives. Obviously, from a halachic perspective, there was no obligation to be mekayim any of these mitzvahs. But it allowed them to connect to this eternal Yiddishkeit, to say that no matter how terrible our circumstances are, this is something that is and will be forever. And I think that's the explanation of Lehibit Avim B'Yakvei. Of course, we get punished when we do averus. Of course, Hashem acts out and causes various tragedies to occur. But I think that Af Al Pi Kein, the Shechina is Bigalusa with us. The Shechina is Leizaz B'Imenu. The Shechina is Lehibit Avim B'Yakvei, that it never removes itself from this eternal Judaism.